when at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. What am I to do? Can't I be with you Sunday, Monday, or always?
Oh, Dan, that's the nicest song you've written yet.
You like it, Jean?
Sunday, Monday, or always.
Well, never mind the Sunday and the Monday part, but don't you forget about always. Hey.
What is it?
Thought for a second I smelled smoke.
Oh, Dan, you're always smelling smoke.
Yeah, I guess it's being head of the volunteer fire brigade. Job like that carries a lot of responsibility. Yes, sir. You got to be right up on your toes every second.
Dan. Dan, look.
Hmm?
It is smoke.
Where?
Up there on the hill. Dan, it's my house.
Your house? Well, come on. I got to get over there. I got the key to the firehouse.
Might as well go home, Dan. She's burnt right out.
Yeah.
Take the engines away, boys.
Too bad.
Well, you certainly were a dang long time getting here. Now, look at my house. Just look at it.
We couldn't help it, Mr. Mason. Dan had the key to the firehouse, and we couldn't locate him.
What, Dan Emmett?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Mason. There's not much left, is there?
Oh, yes, there is. Your pipe, Dan Emmett. I found it in what was the hall.
Let's see that. Well, it's my pipe, all right, but I don't remember leaving it there.
Well, I'm sure he didn't, Father.
He certainly did. That's where the fire started.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mason. I'll pay you back when I can.
Well, the house happens to be insured.
Oh, then everything's all right.
All right. With me and my family out in the cold, you irresponsible pup, you're no good, and I don't ever want to see you around here or around my daughter again.
Father!
Now, Mr. Mason, I guess this isn't a very good time to bring it up, but I can't very well never see your daughter again. I'm planning on marrying her.
Marry my daughter?
Yeah.
How could you support her?
Well, I'm not exactly destitute. I got $500.
That's no credit to you. Your uncle left you $550 8 years ago.
Well, I'm quitting my job in the feed store. I'm going to be an actor and a composer.
What?
Father, please.
Now, play actors make a lot of money, Mr. Mason.
Yes, the good ones do. But you start play acting, and in 6 months, you won't have a cent left.
Oh, I think you're wrong there, Mr. Mason. In 6 months, I'll have twice as much money.
Well, you come back here in 6 months with $1,000, and you can marry Jean. And I'd rather cut off my right arm than have that happen. So you can see what I think your chances are.
All right, Mr. Mason, but you better start saving rice. You're going to need a lot of it 6 months from now.
Dan.
I'll be around tonight to say goodbye, Jean. I'm taking the next riverboat south.
Keep those stevedores moving there. Get that cutting aboard.
I looked up at John, but what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan. What did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me.
Coming
for to carry me.
Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, good afternoon.
I was on the upper deck, sir, listening to your singing. Very lovely indeed, sir.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
You're a professional, no doubt?
Yes, of course.
I knew it. One professional can always spot another.
Gee, are you a play actor?
Mr. Bones, world's champion Bones player and unsurpassed on the concertina. No doubt you've heard of me.
Yes, of course.
I see you were foresighted enough to bring along a box lunch, sir.
Mm-hmm. My girl did it up for me. Where you've been...